Guys, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Graham Nash is on the line. Go ahead.
Good morning.
How are you?
We are so good and so excited to be able to chat with you. Mark Rainey, my partner John Frederick, huge fans. Good morning.
Absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic. I'm a fan of our music, too, and I think this box set shows it.
Tell us about the box set. 40 live tracks? Wow.
Yeah. Well, the shows were 4 hours long, sometimes longer.
Wow.
Because there were four of us, and we kept constantly writing and kept constantly trying to move forward. And you know, there's when you've got four very strong personalities in a band, you know, you get long shows.
CSNY 1974 live box set put together out the re-release of the fabulous summer tour. Was it like it was yesterday or a long time ago?
It was very much like that. I must confess, that is almost a cliche, but you hit it on the head. It was very much brought back to, great memories of that tour. I know that David called it the Doom Tour, but that was for a different reason than the music that was played. But I had very fond memories of that tour. I thought we had a great time, and I thought that, within these tapes that I investigated, that Joel Bernstein, my fellow producer, and Stanley Johnson, our engineer, could find a great, great concert.
And then to go back and listen to all these things, it must bring back like every emotion you felt during that time. It's got to be a great treat just to go back and hear it for yourself.
It was a pleasure to do it. It was hard work, and I don't care. It was a pleasure to rediscover who we were then. It was a pleasure to see the videos that are on the DVD that's included. I have very fond memories of that tour. None of it's been released before. Not one of the 40 songs has ever been released before. Yes, there have been some bootlegs, and they were all shitty. and it's one of the reasons why I wanted to make sure that history saw this band at its best.
All the guys completely on board right from the beginning, or was there some arm twisting?
No arm twisting. I could never have put it out if I didn't have the blessing of Neil and Stephen and David, and thankfully they left us alone to get it done.
Graham, it certainly is a pleasure to talk to you this morning, but I want to go back even farther than that. Can you tell me about the first time you heard yourself on the radio?
I can. I was walking down the street in London, England. The Hollies had just recorded in, April of 1963. I was walking by a store that was having some work done by a couple of workmen, doing the pavement in front of the store. And they had a funky transistor radio, I seem to remember. And our song, Ain't That Just Like Me, which was the first record we ever made with the Hollies, came out of the radio, and it was magic to me. Absolute magic.
What do you make of your career? And, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint one secret, but man, you guys have just done it forever. You're going to be in Eugene. You've been here many times. Eugene just absolutely adores you guys. What?
I know. Well, we love playing there. In fact, there's a really nice little antique store right opposite the venue. I think it's something to do with rabbits in its title. I'm not quite sure.
Pewter Rabbit?
Is that what it is?
Could be. That's a little antique store right there by the Holt Center.
Yeah, I remember that store. Very nice stuff.
You guys did a show once at the Holt Center that was so terrific. You had these giant rugs and Stephen, you, great. Oh, it was so good. And then the outdoor stuff, the Cuthbert, just memorable nights with you guys. We can't wait. Last time you were here, I guess it was last year, you did Chicago. My all-time favorite song. I love that.
Yeah, it's so sad that some of the songs that we sing are still very relevant today, but particularly with Chicago, I really still believe that you can change the world with a very small action.
You also did Cathedral, which is one of my faves. Love that. That's terrific.
Well, maybe we'll do it again for you.
Oh, terrific.
All right, just
terrific.
For Mark.
What?
Why not?
That would be so cool. What kind of relationship do you guys all have? Just stronger than ever now? Or
I believe it is stronger than ever. I think that all our weaknesses that plagued us in the past are all completely meaningless, and I think that the more mature we get, the better we get on as people. We couldn't make the music that we do without feeling good about each other.
And you guys just, you get together and you make just, I mean, amazing. You're known for your vocals and the arrangements and everything. It's just amazing music. And your old group, the Hollies, as well, another great group with great vocals. And I understand that way back when there was a session piano player that played on a couple of those old Holly albums named Reg Dwight. You remember
him? Yes, Reggie Dwight. Yeah. I sure do. Yeah, he played on a couple of songs with the Hollies, and he also played with when the Hollies sang with the Everly Brothers back in 1966.
It's a shame he never went Reggie on to have Dwight. A career.
I know. You know, he's never been heard of since. And everybody, you know, out there, we're talking about Elton John, of course.
Yeah.
We were pleased to have an opportunity to chat with Carlos Santana. He and Rod Stewart were in town. It was just terrific. And we were talking about Woodstock, and he told a funny story. He didn't realize they made a movie, and Jimi Hendrix's girlfriend took him to the movie, and he saw it. And he said Jimmy was just thrilled with his energy. What do you remember about Woodstock? Are you in touch with Carlos? What's your take on all that?
You know, my publicist for, you know, the last 30 years is Michael Jensen, and he's a great guy, and he also represents Carlos. And we were talking about Carlos and Rod's tour just 10 minutes ago. yeah, Carlos is an incredible musician. He played on a couple of the shows on that 1974 tour. So did the band, so did the Beach Boys, and wow. So did Joni Mitchell and Jesse Colin Young. It was a great tour. A lot of music, you know, probably 9-10 hour concerts. A lot of great music played.
You mentioned Joni Mitchell, and I got to ask you, can you tell us about the time you met Joni Mitchell?
I met her in Ottawa, in Canada, in early 67. The Hollies were being given a party after by the local promoter. My manager came up to me and started talking in my ear, and I think he's talking about, you know, who the promoter is and what his wife's name is and all that stuff that you know, you get fed when you're meeting people. And I told him to shut up because I was checking out this beautiful blonde in the corner. He said, well, if you'd only listen to me, her name is Joni Mitchell, and she wants to meet you because you have a friend in common with David Crosby. And that was the night I met Joan.
Wow.
And then you went on to, I mean, write an amazing song about just a typical day in your life with her. And then she wrote an amazing song, which is one of my favorite songs you guys do, Woodstock.
Yep. She's an incredible writer. I think when the history of the 60s and 70s is written, and they're talking about who the great songwriters are, it will be Bob Dylan and Joni and, you know, people like Paul Simon and James Taylor. Yeah, there's been a lot of... Joni is a great musician.
Amen,
no
brother.
Doubt. I have great respect for her.
Yeah. You guys are so fabulous. We could just gush on for days. But to me personally, and I think Eugene, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, or included Mr. Young, no real difference. You don't skip a beat. What's your preference? Is it more fun to have him there, or you just do your thing anyway? Or
doesn't matter who we're playing with. The music's the only important thing. You know, if Neil is there, fantastic. We make great music. If he's not there, fantastic. We make great music with David and Stephen. Doesn't matter to me.
Well, if it doesn't matter, I might suggest Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Frederick and join you on stage.
How about Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Fallon?
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
That was funny on his show. That was hilarious.
Yeah, he could be Neil. We could go out and do stadiums with him. Nobody would know.
No doubt.
You have a whole bunch of guys back there.
And for our listeners who don't know, just look it up on YouTube. It's hilarious.
Right. Well, we know you're on a tight schedule, and we don't want to hog anybody else's time, but you have no idea how thrilling it is to talk to you. And sometimes I wonder, just as a human being, what does it feel like to have that type of adulation with a body of work that you guys have put out?
Quite frankly, I'm an ordinary human being like you are. I just have done something, special with my life, but I don't dwell on any of that. I'm much more interested in the song I'm writing right now.
Which is?
Well, I've got 26 new songs, so it's difficult to actually pin one particular one. But, it's a great thing to be still creative, and it's a great thing to have been here all these years, and I'm looking forward to the next 70 years of my life.
Had any fun recently with other rock and roll stars that you'd find interesting to tell us about? Or
David and I just signed with John Mayer on his new record that he just put out. That was pretty good. I think we just sang with Jimmy Webb too on a beautiful piece of music that he did. We're very lucky people, man, and you know, music is the most important part of our lives, and we just got to get on with it.
Well, tell everybody in the band we just love you to death. We can't wait for you to be here in Eugene September 17th, and good luck with the reissue. I'm sure it's sold out and just going off the shelf like crazy. You are one terrific musician, singer, songwriter, and just keep it up, man. Terrific.
I'm trying to keep it up.
That's what she said.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Graham, before you go, can we ask one quick favor? Could you just give us a tag that says, this is Graham Nash, you're listening to Mark and John on 96.1 KZL?
96.1
KZL.
KZL.
Got it. Hello, everybody. This is Graham Nash. I used to be in the Hollies. And now I'm with David and Stephen and Neil, of course. You're listening to my friends Mark and John on KZL.
Perfect, man.
Oh, awesome, dude.
Be safe.
No problem.
The best to you.
You too.
We'll see you next month.
Yes, you will.
All right.
Hey, man. Take care.